Kia ora, this is your Wātea English News. The United Nations has been asked to review the previous government's action in extinguishing a claim over land taken for a Waikato River power station development by jamming it into a Wairarapa treaty settlement. Wairarapa Moana Incorporation, which holds land around Mangakino given in exchange for the taking of Lake Wairarapa, was one of only five non-government organisations selected to present in preparation for New Zealand's five-yearly Universal Periodic Review by the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva. Chair Kingi Smiler says the Crown's legislative sleight of hand came after the incorporation had secured a finding from the Waitangi Tribunal that the Wairarapa-based claimants did not have the mandate to settle its claim, and the Supreme Court had ruled the underlying claim needed to go back to the tribunal.
Our government say that everyone should follow the rule of law, except they make special rules for themselves when it suits them. So we're very disappointed, and we think it's appropriate that the New Zealand record should be scrutinised by the UN and the international conventions on fairness to Indigenous peoples and to our basic human rights.
Kingi Smiler. The Iwi Chairs Forum says David Seymour is blurring the lines between his role as ACT leader and Associate Justice Minister to advance his Treaty Principles Bill in an unconstitutional way. Spokesperson Margaret Mutu from Te Runanga o Ngāti Kahu says at the same time he is supposedly working with Justice Ministry officials to draft the bill, he is promoting an ACT website full of misinformation about the treaty. She says there can be no bill without sign-off from Cabinet.
He is actually talking on the ACT Party website as if this is a bill, as if this has gone through the Cabinet process when it clearly has not been through the Cabinet process. So he is writing what he wants the Ministry of Justice to do.
Margaret Mutu. The recipient of a grant for Māori cancer research says she wants to find out how the shortage of Māori cancer care nursing specialists affects both the nurses and their Māori patients. The grant will help nurse consultant Stella Williams-Tere from Te Rārawa, Te Aupōuri and Ngāpuhi study for a master's degree at the University of Auckland. She wants to start by identifying other Māori cancer care nurses in Aotearoa so she can see what they bring to the task.
We're really spread out, so I don't know how we all function within our own space. So that's what I really want to find out, how we function. And I know that Māori have a really good relationship with their own communities, and that's a real strength for us.
The grant is a joint award from the Cancer Society and He Ahuru Mōwai Māori Cancer Leadership Aotearoa. And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Tūrou!